know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
At 6 p.m., we're going to unveil the billboard. Easy for me to say. That's going to ask everyone in Times Square to contact Nancy Pelosi and ask her to step off the Foreign Affairs Committee. So if you can just join us a little bit from now, we'd appreciate it. 711 7th Avenue, Times Square, 7th and 48th, right there in front of the Comedy Shop. And you'll see the stage. You'll see everybody there. I'll be on stage just shortly after 6 o'clock, and I hope that you're going to join us. So that's all taking place tonight, and then we'll keep you posted on what happens. But a big lineup of people that are scheduled to be there, and it's important that we speak up, because the wrongdoing by Ilhan Omar cannot just continue to be countenanced with no action. Friends, we can't keep saying to people that are doing the wrong thing, oh, don't do that, and then they don't change their way, and then we just let it go. They'll never stop doing it at that point. I was referencing this with Lee Zeldin at the top of the hour. It's a lot like having kids. You got to tell people consequences come with your choices. And I know that we don't like that. This whole Alabama law, you know what it's exposed? It's exposed the fact that people don't want to have consequences to their choices. If they sleep with someone out of wedlock and without any kind of birth control enacted, they don't want the consequence of getting pregnant. But that's the way it works. So make better choices.
Oh, you don't understand, Kev. I'm in the throes of passion. Just can't stop.
Really? You're some sort of mindless animal that has no ability to discern control over your own yes and yes and no and no. I don't understand why it even needs to be a point of discussion. But I am much more educated on it than Pete Buttigieg is, who, again, I said this a little bit earlier. I just want you to be aware. Last night on Fox News, he was at a town hall, and he implied that third trimester late-term abortions compose only 1% of the abortions performed. But if you just take 1% from last year, you have over 6,000 abortions being done. Did you know that since 1969, the total number of mass shootings is 1/7 the amount of all of the third trimester abortions that have been performed in America? I mean, we're told that's an epidemic. We're told this doesn't even exist. Friends, better choices is what we got to make. I'm Kevin McCullough.